7 until 12 o'clock p.m., praying for your most urgent prayer needs.
Prayer changes everything.
Good afternoon. I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Minister Mildred Townsend.
And you're now tuned in to Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT. Sit back and enjoy the Word of God.
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord and all of his hosts. I'd like to say thank you, thank you, thank you all near and far for tuning in to another session of Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on this station. I'm your host, Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my beautiful wife, Lady Mildred Townsend, and together we bring to you the Moments of Inspiration ministry, outreach ministry, radio ministry that is exclusively designed to help equip and empower God's people in this end time so that we can be prepared about being about our Father's business, realizing that time is of the essence. Yes, God has indeed shortened the days, and we know that the Lord is soon to come. And so, therefore, we want to be able to be found doing what our Father has commended for us to do. And sometimes that gets a little discombobulated when we look around and see what's happening on a global scale. Sometimes we just get a little sidetracked, I guess you might say. You know, but in the end, we've got to stay affixed to what God wants. Praise be to God. We've got to be able to stay affixed and keep our hearts and our minds pure to the things of the Lord. And I do believe that as believers, I believe if as believers we do what God's word tells us to do, that no weapon formed against us will prosper. Didn't say that it wouldn't form, but it will not prosper. Praise be to God. So the whole thing in the matter is that we have to understand that as long as we are about our Father's business, not our own business, about our Father's business, not our own business, as long as we're about our Father's business, then we don't have to worry about anything. And anything that can come up against us is already defeated. Sometimes God just has to get us out of our comfort zone so that we can thoroughly understand what it is we need to do. And yes, we can get a little sometimes sidetracked. Yes, sometimes we can get a little too full of ourselves. That's the reason why the Holy Ghost has equipped us with air valves on the side of our neck. So if anything that we do causes us to get a little too big-headed, we can let the air out so that we can function properly in the things of God. But again, if you've just tuned in, I'd like to say welcome. Welcome to each and every one of you. If this is your first time tuning in, I'd like to say God bless you. Thank you for allowing us to share with you on this beautiful Sabbath day, this beautiful day that the Lord has made. And we certainly have to rejoice and be glad in it. My wife, Lady Townsend, and myself, we just bid you Godspeed. Again, for those of you that have been with us down throughout the years, it's been, Lord have mercy. We came to the radio station in 2012 when we first got here, and now it is 2022. That's right. Many hills we had to climb, many mountains we had to climb, and yet through it all, the Lord has still afforded us this opportunity, amen, to be able to come to you and to share in the things of God. And you know what? I and my wife and the ministry owe every one of you big time for your prayers, your letters of support, your financial contributions, everything that you have done as believers in the assignment that God has given us while we were here in Louisiana. Couldn't believe it. Never thought that I would leave Chicago, Illinois. And you know what? Somebody says, well, what are you doing down in Louisiana? And I used to ask myself that question, too, when I left Chicago and went to Mississippi, because I said I'd never go to Mississippi. I'd never go further south. Never say never. People of God, you never know, especially when you're assigned in the things of God. You don't know where the Lord will send you. He may send you to India. He may send you to Ukraine. He may send you to Russia. You don't know where the Lord is going to send you at. But one thing is certain. One thing is for sure. Amen. You've got to put your trust and confidence in the Lord. Okay. So on that note, I'm going to open up with a scripture, if you don't mind. Amen. Going to open up with a scripture. Praise be to God. Coming from the book of Matthew chapter 12. 12 in verse number 22. It reads in this manner. It says, then was brought unto him one possessed with a devil. Let me start again. Then was brought unto him one possessed with a devil, And I like how he describes what type of devil this is, because living in a world of scientific research right now, we just place everything and we look at everything from a scientific perspective. And, you know, sometimes we are afraid to actually address issues for what the word of God says versus what the mind of man says. That's a little food for thought. Just a little something to open your spiritual eyes back up again, because life has a profound way of shutting our eyes to God's word. Now, I mean, we can stand on it when it comes to tithes and offering. Man, we can become so adamant when it comes to money, when it comes to material stuff. But when it really comes to those things that really matter to God, we have a way of shying away from it. But not those that truly stand on the word of God. And those that are truly filled with God's Holy Spirit will not run. They will not shy. Yes, it gets a little hard, and we'll be talking about that a little bit later on in our broadcast today, to just show you how we can get sidetracked if we don't stay focused. Now, I don't care how anointed you are. I don't care how long you've been preaching. I don't care, amen, how many devils you've cast out in the past. I don't care how many blind eyes you open. If we don't stay affixed to God's word, you can get a little sidetracked. But God has a way of bringing us back. So here's what it says. Because I know a lot of time we get scientific minded. He said, there was brought unto him one possessed with a devil. What type of devil? Blind and dumb. And he healed him, insomuch that the blind and dumb both spake and saw. And all the people were amazed and said, is not this the son of David? But when the Pharisees heard it, the scientific people of his day heard it, they said, this fellow does not cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, the prince of devils. And Jesus knew their thoughts, and he said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself will not stand. But if I cast out Satan, he's divided against himself. How shall then his kingdom stand? And if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you. Or else, how can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods except he first bind the strong man? Then he will spoil his house. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, thanking you, O Lord, for this opportunity, this splendid opportunity to understand that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us unless we allow it to. It matters not about any spell, any hex, any voodoo, any sorcery. It matters not about any of those things that come up against us, for thou hast given us power over all the power of the enemy. And the day that we accepted Jesus Christ into our life as our Lord and Savior, you gave us power over every generational curse that would seek to replicate and duplicate itself throughout the bloodline of our lineage. Thank you, O God, for your word is true. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And Father, even though many of us have come from houses where people had breast cancer and many people had all type of ailments, and they said, well, you know, this runs in the family, and so therefore we've got to be careful. But thank you for the atoning blood of Jesus Christ that helps us to understand that it no longer runs through our family. It now runs from our family. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the revelation knowledge of your word and the proof of your Holy Spirit, Lord God, that brings us back to the realization that we will not shun just because of scientific research, but we will stand on the pure, unadulterated word of God that is able to transform our lives and to keep us functioning in a realm of righteousness for your glory and for your sake. Father, we ask now that if we have done, said, acted in any way that is in not in accordance with your word, please forgive us. But more importantly, O God, bring it to our understanding that we may repent of it and not just continually to wallow in it, and to not maliciously think, Lord God, that we can slap your face and continually ask you to forgive us as though it's okay. Let the conviction of your Holy Spirit not let us have peace. Let the conviction of your Holy Spirit not let us have joy. Let the conviction of your Holy Spirit, Lord God, wear on us as a person that is weary so that we can come to our senses even as the prodigal son did and realize that we are going to go back to the place in which that you have designated for our life. Father, I thank you for every person that is on the battlefield. I thank you for every missionary that is out there, Lord God, placing their lives in jeopardy for the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I thank you, Lord God, for every ministry that is truly assigned to what you have implemented for this end time. Thank you, Lord God, for those that are not caught up in filthy lucre, but have a sincere desire to reach out to the lost, the destitute, and the hurt, Lord God, not just on Facebook, not just on radio broadcast, but Lord, to go into the hedges and highways and byways and compel men to come, men, women, boys, and girls. Thank you, Lord God, for your Holy Ghost that is operating in the earth realm today. Thank you, Lord God, that you have kept us even when we did not have a desire to keep ourselves. Thank you, Lord God, that every plot and plan that the enemy had against us, Lord God, even the ditches that they dug, you let us walk right over the ditch. And they're wondering how come we didn't fall in it. Father, they're wondering how come the curses and the spells are not working. They're wondering why the sorcery and the witchcraft is not working, oh God. But thank you that thou hast found us worthy to be called your disciples. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Even on this Sabbath day, Lord God, help us to truly be about your business. Help us to not just ascribe to just to the letter. But you said the letter killeth, but it is the spirit alone that bringeth life. And we thank you, Lord God, that you have come, that we may have life and that we may have it more abundantly. We ask, Lord God, those that are sick, that you will touch their bodies. Those behind prison bars that are listening to this broadcast even now, Lord God, that you will raise them up continually for a testimony. Father, those that are going through divorces, problems in their marriage, if we can believe a man for a dollar, if we can believe a man for a car, we can believe God to fix our marriage. We can believe God to bring our wayward children back home. We can believe God to touch our bodies and raise us up, even as he did in the olden days. And we are not speaking against scientific research. We're thanking you. But we're keeping you, oh God, in the front, in the foremost, to use the hand of medical science in a way, and only in a way, that glorifies you. Not to glorify the man, but to glorify you. Father, thank you for raising up doctors. Thank you for raising up those in the medical field, Lord God, that acknowledge it is through you that their hands are able to perform these operations and to help make people whole. It is through your hands, Lord God, that you touch their hands so that they may remove the glaucoma from the eyes and the stigmatisms from the eyes, Lord God, and the cataracts. That's your hand using their hand. And even those that are not acknowledging it, oh God, that you will touch their minds to realize that they can do nothing of their own. For even Jesus said, I can do nothing of my own, but my Father, which is in heaven, he doeth the work through me. Let that same mind that was in Christ Jesus be in us, and we'll be forever careful to give your name to praise in Jesus' holy name. Amen and amen. Again, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you all. We thank and praise God. Amen. For everything that God has done, everything that God is doing. Praise be to God. He's worthy to be praised. Amen. I just love the Lord with all my heart, with all my mind, with all my soul. I thank and praise God for even the opportunity to, as I said before, to come to you. Amen. And I just pray that you had a good week. I pray, amen, that everything that you've been seeking God for is manifesting in your life. Amen. I pray, amen, that the hidden agendas that you had, you realize that, you know what, we can't have hidden agendas serving the Lord with a pure conscience. Amen. We can't have hidden agendas trying to serve the Lord with a pure conscience. And I'm praying for you today, amen, that God will help you to understand the truth of what it's going to take to please the Lord. You see how time is flying, beloved people of God? Time is flying at such a rapid rate until school is just out. May the 20th was here and school was out. Now school's getting ready to start back up. What does that tell you? We ain't got time to be playing. We don't have time to try to be doing malicious things and trying to throw monkey wrenches against our brothers and sisters, though it's happening. It is happening. Yes, there are people that are naming the name of Christ and yet doing diabolical and treacherous things. But I assure you, listen to me carefully. They have not gotten away with anything. This is the reason why you pray for them, that God would bring conviction to them, because it's a sad thing when a person is up all night thinking of ways to try to do diabolical things against you. It's sad, but it's true. Only to find out that the God you serve won't allow them to prosper in what it is that they're trying to do. And that's what I like about serving the Lord. Because just when they think that they got a loophole over on you, God will turn around and make it possible for you to escape. As I said before, you can be walking right over the ditch that they dug. And then they'll turn around and look at you walk over the ditch and wonder, why didn't you fall in that ditch? And then they'll come back to check it themselves, only to find out that they fell in the same ditch that they dug for you. You know, years ago, they used to say that little cliche, you know, if you dig one ditch for me, you better dig one for you. Yeah, that was good in man's understanding because that's what they understood. But now, the same ditch that they dug for you, God will allow them to fall in it because, number one, the things that we do that we attach God to and he's not in it is bringing judgment on the person or the people. I can't say that I love God and I secretly do things behind your back to try to get back at you and do malicious things to hurt you or to sabotage. Those things are not of God, and I'm here to tell you that God is taking note of everything that's happening, and that's the reason why we as believers have to understand the importance of being true to the things of God. Yes, there will be people that get on our nerve. Yes, there will be people that come against us maliciously. Yes, there will be people that do all type of terrible things. Yes, there will be people, amen, that speak evil against us. But don't forget, they spoke evil against Jesus. Who am I? Who are you? Who am I? Who are you? We're not exempt. Jesus said, if the world hated me, it's going to hate you too. But you never anticipated people calling on the name of Jesus hating you as well. That's the problem. You never anticipated people that are calling you brother and sister that are working diabolical and detrimental things. You never expected the wisest man in the world called King Solomon. You never expected him to get caught up in witchcraft and sorcery. Yet the wisest man in the world became the biggest fool in the end. You might say, Bishop Townsend, well, how is that? Well, you see, God gave Solomon ultimate wisdom. But there's something about lust, and lust does not just operate from the fact of sexuality. Lust is such a broad scale thing until there are people lusting after what you got, and watch this, they got way more than you. You hear what I said? That's what happened. And it happens in the body of Christ because what happens is when the spirit of greed, when the spirit of mammon or anything like that gets into the heart of God's people, we will be just like we were back in the days when we were on drugs. And listen to me carefully. When you were a drug addict, whether you were a crackhead, whether you were a cocaine head, whether you smoked weed or whatever the case may be, the diabolical factor of greed was always there. You could take the dope and split it right down the middle, and it always looked like they was getting a little more than you. It always seemed like that they were getting out on you. That's what the spirit does. Keeps you paranoid, keeps you thinking that I got to do better than them. So I got to find a way to do something to do better than them. I got to find a way, amen, to knock them out of the box. I've got to find a way to do something that will just annihilate what it is that they're trying to do. So we as believers have got to come to a place where God wants us to know that there will always be different assignments, but there's only one mission. Get that? Different assignments, but there's always one mission. And I think sometimes we misconstrue the assignments for the mission, and we misconstrue the mission for the assignment. And we think that if because everybody is not doing the same assignment, we think that then they're not for the Lord. They're not doing what God wants. They're not doing this. We think that if everybody's not in our organization, if everybody's not within our denomination, then they are truly not a part of the mission. But as I said before, there will be differences in assignments. Your assignment might to be with the Baptist so that you can show them a life of holiness. Your assignment may be with the Lutheran so that you can show them a life of holiness. Your assignment may be with the Seventh-day Adventist so that you can show them a life of holiness. Your assignment might be with the Black Hebrew Israelites so that you can show them a more excellent way of holiness. Your assignment can vary. Good morning to everybody. But the mission is what you've got to stay focused on. And many times what happens is, if it doesn't happen the way Pastor said it's going to happen, we kind of get bent out of shape. And if we don't have a thorough spiritual understanding as to what God is telling us, then we get bent out of shape. And this is the reason why I say this. Even though I am pastor, I don't hold ultimate knowledge. Even though I am pastor, I don't hold sacred knowledge to everything. For we are all helpers one to another. And unless we embrace that, that's what the mission is about. Okay? As a pastor, I may have somebody inside the congregation with, watch this, the gift of interpretation of tongues. Now, just because I, the pastor, don't have that, don't mean I shut that down. Listen, that's their assignment, but it's the same mission. What is that mission? To edify the body of Christ. And so what happens is we feel that if people ain't doing exactly what we say do, how we say do it, when we say do it, and why we say do it, then they ain't of God. To which we find in the Bible that there have been people who Jesus even had to get straight on things like that. Everybody may not speak in tongue like you. As a matter of fact, yours was copycatted and made up. So that's the reason why everybody ain't speaking. Because you know what? They want the genuine Pentecostal Holy Ghost that fell on the day of Pentecost. Not the one that they hear made up now. It's so sad now that they even have tongue classes that they're going around trying to teach people how to speak in tongue. That's not of God. Trust me. That ain't of God. Calling people up. Who all want to speak in tongues? Come on up here. Wait just a minute. That ain't your call. That's the Holy Ghost's call. Now we're trying to manipulate everything. We're already manipulating science. We're already manipulating that. Now we're trying to manipulate the Holy Ghost. And God is not in the manipulation of that. As a matter of fact, even when Paul found disciples in Ephesus, all he did was lay hands on them. He didn't say, open your mouth and let him use you. Open your mouth. That's right. Open your mouth and let him use you. He didn't do all that. You see how we've strayed into an area of stupidity and ignorance. But when we go back to the guidelines in which that God, instead of trying to figure out what they're speaking and trying to say that's it, because no man can tell you you got the Holy Ghost, you'll know. I've never went into a maternity ward where a baby was born and the doctor said, that's it, you're born, that's it. Hey, baby, yeah, that's it. You're born now. You didn't have to tell the baby anything. Once the doctor slapped him on his little hind parts and got that mucus out of the obstruction of his airways, the child, what? Instinctively cried out. Unless, medically speaking, he was a deaf mute to begin with. And the Holy Ghost does not birth deaf mutes. Are you hearing me? The Holy Spirit does not birth deaf mutes. The Holy Spirit does not birth deaf mutes. I need y'all to understand that. The Holy Spirit does not birth deaf mutes. A sinful world does, but not the Holy Spirit. So, again, we have to understand. Many of you may have different assignments. I respect your assignment. Except the assignment of getting over on God's people. I don't respect that assignment. I don't respect the assignment of somebody that has hidden agendas to get over on God's people. No, I cannot respect that assignment, because I understand one thing, that there ain't no assignment to milk and to pillage God's people. As I shared with God's people earlier before, a lot of people right now are even afraid because a particular individual came forward, a particular mega minister came forward and started talking about his ill-fated reasons for teaching about tithe and offering and how he taught it wrong. And so now everybody's thinking that, well, now since he done taught this, I've got to find a way to secure the tithe and offering. Now, brother, sister, you ain't got to worry about that. If you do, you forgot what your calling was all about from the start. Okay, somebody's calling, and I haven't opened the phone line yet, but you know what? Sometime it might be an emergency, and I don't know. And if it's not an emergency, I'll just let him go. Hello, caller. This is Moments of Inspiration. You're on the air. You want to tell us what your call is about?
I got an anniversary going on right now.
Who is I?
Deacon Jones.
Deacon Jones, you know I didn't open up that phone line. What you called me for? You know I didn't open that phone line up.
Yeah, I just called to put my anniversary on the air.
Okay, but I didn't open the phone line up yet, did I, Deacon Jones? So you just want to interrupt me. You just want to interrupt me because you know I'm trying to get something across. I tell you what, call me back when I open up that phone line, Deacon Jones. Thank you. All right. We thank and praise God, because what we have to do is stay affixed to what God's word tells us to do and realize that we are all on the same mission. The assignments may differ. Trust me. The hand cannot say to the foot, I don't need you. The foot cannot say to the leg, I don't need you. Listen, they all are different assignments, but the same mission. This is what we got to get back to. This is what we got to understand. We've got to learn to appreciate the gifts that God has given everybody in the body of Christ. And we think that if we don't have that gift, if we don't have a monopoly on that gift, then we can't embrace the brother or sister that has that gift. God wants us to understand. Why do you think he said is that the fitly joined like a body? Think about that for a second. And excuse my folly when I sometimes talk about the graphic way of explaining things to you, but do you think your foot gets upset because after you go to the bathroom, your hand has to do the wiping? Huh? Do you think the hand gripes and says, listen here, foot, what you complaining about? I got the dirty job. You got it easy. All you doing is walking in mess. I got to wipe. Do you think the body does that? These are the things that the Holy Spirit is trying to bring us back to the revelation of, that God has us all in the body for a particular reason, so that who? So we can get the glory? So that our ministry can get the glory? So that our denomination can get the glory? So that our pastor can get the glory? No, so that Jesus Christ can get the glory. That's the whole purpose. That is the whole purpose. We have forgotten that it's all about Jesus. It's not about pastor. I know this going to hurt. It's not about pastor. I know this going to hurt. It's not about you, pastor. It's not about you. Well, Bishop, that could be my assignment for it to be about me. No, that goes against the word of God, because Jesus said, I came to not do the works of my own. I came to do the works of my Father, which sent me. So that's the reason why we have to understand the scriptures in the way that Jesus brought them, so that we can walk in the same footsteps. Like who? Like my late bishop? No. Not like my late overseer? No. I'm walking in the footsteps in the which that Jesus laid it down. And I think that once we bring people back to that, then it won't be hard. We won't be intimidated. We won't be troubled. We won't be, watch this, in competition with nobody, because we understand you have a different assignment, but it's the same mission. Even in the United States military, because we love to say, God bless our military, God bless them, Lord, God bless America. But know ye not that they also have different assignments? Listen, when they go over into a particular country for whatever reason, whether it's to overtake that country, whether it's to do something or to bring democracy, it matters not. They all have different assignments. Somebody's assignment is up in the air in helicopters. Somebody's assignment is in the water. Huh? with the submarines. Somebody's assignment is on dry land, planting mine fields or mine explosives or whatever. But it is for the same mission. Whatever the military instructor, that's the mission. Whatever it is, if it's to overtake it, that's the mission. Yet we have different assignments. Huh? Platoon sergeant's assignment may differ from that of the captain's assignment, but it's the same mission. Though we have understood, and once we get back on the same mission, we'll understand it ain't about my denomination. It's not about, amen, what I call holiness. It's not about what I call sanctification. It's what the word of God calls sanctification. And when we get back to that, it matters not. As a matter of fact, we'll drop our denominations and say, well, you know what? It ain't even about denomination. It's about strictly living for Jesus. As a matter of fact, I'm going to prophetically speak that many churches will start to drop their denominational affiliations. They won't call themselves apostolic. They won't call themselves Pentecostal. They won't call themselves Baptist. They won't call themselves Methodist. They're going to call themselves children of God up under the administration of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's where we're headed to. That is where we're headed to right now. That's the dispensation. As a matter of fact, that's part of the mission, and that's part of the assignment. Now, there'll be people that don't always comprehend that, and that's the reason why we had to get Jesus involved so that people would understand. All right, I want you to see something, because if you're not careful, you can find yourself ascribing for a moment. And then when trouble comes, or this, that, and the other come, because, you know, a lot of people have got saved, they got sanctified, they got filled with the Holy Ghost, and then they went back into sin, and the first thing that they told them now is that you ain't saved no more. Well, wait just a minute. There's a difference in not being saved and backslid. I guarantee you every person out there that's been filled with the Holy Ghost under the sound of my voice have done something of a sinful nature not pleasing to God. I guarantee it. I'll be willing to almost put my life on it. That every person that has spoken tongue, every person that's been baptized in Jesus' name, every person that is out there has done something, and yet you did not say, I'm no longer saved. You repented, you asked God to forgive you, and you moved on. Well, watch this. If that's good enough for you, that's good enough for everybody. Whether you're apostolic, whether you're Pentecostal, whether you're Baptist, whether you're Episcopalian, whether you're Seventh-day Adventist, it matters not. There's one God that fits all. Unfortunately, we're trying to fit all into our one God. Let me say that again. We're trying to fit all of our mess into one God. It don't work that way. It never has, and it never will. That was the problem that the disciples had. They were trying to fit their Judaism into God, and Jesus was trying to let them know that, no, I'm here to fit me in your Judaism so you can erase your Judaism and get involved more about me than your Judaism, me more than your Church of God in Christ, me more than your apostolic doctrine, me more than your Pentecostal persuasion, me more than your Baptist or your full gospel Baptist, whatever you call yourself. I need to be more important than the name that's on your church. I need to be more important than the picture that's on the wall, the pastor's picture and the pastor's wife. I need to be more important than that. That's the mission. That's the assignment. And sometimes we're not going to have everybody to want to ascribe to that. Watch this. Because if you're not careful, you'll find yourself getting a little sidetracked too. And it happens. To the best of us, to the least of us, it happens. Sometimes we say, now, Lord, if you all sovereign and you all just, why is the wicked person still prospering? Why are they still lying on me? Lord, why are they still doing this to me? Why are they trying to come against me? But it's all still part of the mission. And your assignment is to go through it, because Jesus said, if the world hated me, it's going to hate you too. Unfortunately, you never expected a person that said that they were of God to still be fashioned by the world, because the world is in competition. You never expected that, huh? But then Jesus gave us clarity and understanding when he gave the parable about when the man said, Master, did not we plant wheat? Then how has all of this terror got here. He said, an enemy has done this. I'm here to tell you, Satan done planted folks up in the church that jump and shout and speak in tongues and are some of the biggest devils that ever existed. Did I bust y'all bubble when I said that? He got some out there that know how to put on an act. They know how to put on a good show. I told y'all that the comedian, Sam Kinison, a Caucasian guy who was a comedian who started off in the Pentecostal movement and he got that thing down packed and he learned how to jump, shout, speak in tongues and emotionalize people, and nobody had discernment. See, that's the reason why when we lose sight of the assignment, we can't comprehend the mission. We think just because somebody come into church and they start jumping and shouting and rattling off in a tongue, we say, oh my God, they're so anointed. We don't even know what anointed is. We just think because a person rattles off in tongue that that's anointed. And then nobody's sitting back saying, Lord, is this your spirit? Lord, is this your... See, you never get so caught up. That's the reason why people got sold fake gold years ago. Because anytime you're so in a quick just to get a member, you're so quick just to get somebody until you understand you lower down your defenses and your guard. That's how the enemy creeps in. This is how Jesus said Lucifer has transformed himself as an angel of light. And so, therefore, if he done that, don't think he won't come in with his made-up tongue, too? You don't think he'll come in? Talking about the baptism of Jesus' name, you don't think he'll come in? He'll do all of that. But Paul says, none of these things move me. I'm not moved by the jumping and shouting. Because a tree gonna be known by the true fruit that it bears. And one of the fruits that God is looking for in the life of a saint, unconditional love does not mean unconditional going along with garbage. And that's another thing that we're trying to say. Well, Bishop, we got to love people unconditionally. Jesus did too. I serve you notice for the record that every person that he whipped up out of that temple, he unconditionally loved them. I promise you he did. He unconditionally loved every one of them, but you know what? He has standards that go along with his assignment. He has standards that goes along with the mission. And those people were in direct violation of his standard of the assignment and the mission. So that tells us that anything cannot just happen up in the church of God. That's one of the things that we got to get back to. If the house of God is supposed to be a sacred, solemn place, we have deviated in so many ways from that. I mean, we've turned the sanctuary into Super Bowl parties. We've turned it into fashion shows. We've turned the sanctuary. And believe me, if Jesus was hands-on at the time, he would come in there and kick everybody out that's doing that. But because the pastors have become weak-kneed, jelly-backed, and scared that they're going to lose some tithes and offering, they won't address it. Lost sight of the assignment. Lost sight of the mission. So here we go. John the Baptist preaching, sharing the word of God, right there in Matthew chapter 11. He's there. Let me just see here for a minute so I can be accurate with what I'm sharing with you. And it came to pass when Jesus had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, he parted thence to teach and to preach in their cities. Now, John heard in prison the works of Christ. He sent two of his disciples. What's wrong, John? Well, I'm living for Jesus. I shouldn't be locked up. I'm living for Jesus. I'm supposed to be prosperous. I'm supposed to have a bunch of money. I'm supposed to be, listen here, I'm supposed to be the head, not the tail. Listen, I'm supposed to be, listen, he died. He became poor that I may be rich. But look what I'm going through. Something ain't right. That would happen when you listen to the wrong folks. When you sit at the wrong table, you're going to eat the wrong food and you're going to get poisoned the wrong way. And yes, sometimes your body can adjust to the poison, depending on how much they administer to you. But eventually, it's going to kill you. I mean, you got people that have been giving folks antifreeze, small doses of it for years, just long enough for it to mess up their pancreas. And they end up pancreatic problems later on. But they've been giving them small doses, unknown to them. But eventually, it's going to kill them. You keep getting a twisted, distorted version of the word in a way that God never meant it for, you're going to get poor. And then, so John is saying, now wait just a minute. I'm living for you, Lord. Hey, listen here. Look, Lord. I'm living for you. Ain't I supposed to be rich? Now, John is locked up in jail. the disciple of the Most High God, and prophet. And so now he gets two of his disciples and says, something ain't right. Something ain't right. He sent two of his disciples and said unto him, go ask Jesus this, art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? You see what happens? Jesus stayed gone just a little too long. And sometimes when things don't go right just a little too long, the way that we want them to, we start thinking that God ain't effective in our life. And because we got pastors that say, oh, well, see, if you was tithing and offering the way you're supposed to, see, that's the reason why you ain't blessed. Because now, that ain't got nothing to do with it. If you tithing and offering without a pure heart, you still ain't going to be blessed. If you're tithing and giving and you're not doing it as unto the Lord, you're still not. I said it and I will not retract from it. That's the reason why. And you. Usually the person that's telling you gonna always end up doing better than you because they controlling the stuff. So they gonna be the one that prosper. Look how y'all getting quiet on me now. But I'm one preacher that believes in telling the truth. I believe in telling the truth. And that's what John couldn't understand. Why is telling the truth costing me my life? Because John, you were the one that told Herod that it ain't right for you to be with your brother's wife. It's going to cost you the truth. But how many preachers are willing to give their life for the truth today? Well, John couldn't comprehend that. Something ain't right. Jesus, are you the one, or should we look for another? He said, go back and tell John these things in verse number 5:11. Go back and show John these things which you do hear and see. Because sometimes we need effective witnesses to stand on the word. And so they followed Jesus around for a little while, and they still saw the works that were going on. Even though John locked up, the work don't stop. Your assignment has brought you to another level, but watch this, the mission's still going on. Your assignment has brought you to a certain level, but the mission is still going on. Your assignment has brought you to a level now where you are locked up in jail, but the mission still goes on. He said, the blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor, not those that have something to always sow, the poor, not those that said, send me your first fruit offering first, but the poor, those that doesn't have anything to give, still have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. Somebody needs to stretch forth to say, Lord, have thine own way in my life. Have your way in my life, Lord. Not what my pastor taught me, not what the preacher taught me, but you have your way. And if my pastor ain't teaching me what's right, bless them the same way that I'm looking to be blessed. Because as I said before, we've heard that practice makes perfect. But you can perfectly practice the wrong thing until you get perfect at practically doing the wrong thing, practicing at doing the wrong thing. I got one more scripture to share with you before I go to the phone line and pay some bills here. Mark 9:38. This is what happens when you don't know your assignment and you get it mixed up and think that your assignment is everybody's. And so therefore, we just have to understand. And Jesus now had to remind his disciples of the same thing. Because, Lord, we feel that if they ain't understanding Acts 2:38, repenting and being baptized in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Ghost, they certainly can't be with us. But see, don't forget God got a time set for everything. Don't fall out with them because they don't believe in Acts 2:38 and they still baptizing in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Don't fall out with them because of that. Well, Bishop, the Bible said, how can two walk together except they be agreed? I'm glad you asked. I'm glad you asked. Mark 9:38. Did I say 9:38? Is that what I'm looking for? Yeah. They saw some other disciples using the name of Jesus that they didn't know. They didn't know them, though. See, you think because they ain't in your clique they ain't of God. You think because they ain't apostolic, they ain't of God. You think because they ain't Pentecostal, they ain't of God. You think because they ain't Church of God in Christ, they not of God. But my brother, my sister, we have got to drop the idiosyncrasies that's keeping the power of God from manifesting. So I love how Jesus addresses this. You want to be apostolic, you want to be Pentecostal, go ahead and do that. Keep it to yourself. Much moreover, be about the works of God. Because there ain't going to be an apostolic section in heaven. There's not going to be a Pentecostal section in heaven. There's not going to be a non-denominational section in heaven. It's going to be God's children. And he said, Lord, why callest thou me Lord, Lord, and don't do the things that I've commanded you to do? That's what's going to be in heaven. Those that have made up their mind that they're going to obey the things of God. Here we go. He said, John, that beloved disciple, said, Master, we saw one casting out devils in your name, and he followed not us. And we forbade him because he wasn't of our clique. I'm paraphrasing so you can get it. We told him, you can't do that because you're not apostolic. You're not Church of God in Christ. You can't do that. You're not Baptist. You can't do that. You're not Episcopalian. You're not Seventh-day Adventist. You can't do that, man, because you're not with us. So therefore, you ain't saved to be doing. You can't do that. But look how Jesus lovingly, look how he lovingly addresses the issue. He says, forbid him not, for there is no man which shall do a miracle in my name that can lightly speak evil of me. For he that is not against us on our part is on, I'm sorry, let me read that again. For he that is not against us is on our part. For whosoever gives you a cup of water, that means whoever preached this gospel, whether they Baptist, Catholic, Pentecostal, Episcopalian, if they preach this gospel, and understanding comes with it later on down the line. That's the reason why Saul of Tarsus couldn't get it, because he didn't get it right away in all of his theological understanding. He couldn't get it. See, theology ain't going to let you get this. Only the Holy Ghost going to help you to get it. Hey, this is Moments of Inspiration Perfecting the Saints. I got to take a break, y'all, and then I'm going to open up that phone line. So right after this break, y'all feel free to call in. Moments of Inspiration.
Kelly's Sitting Service is a personal care assistance agency. Kelly's assists with bathing, grooming, meal preparation, medication reminders, light housekeeping, laundry, and more. Kelly's has served all parishes of Region 6 for over 27 years. Kelly's is now providing services to our veterans in their homes. Locally owned and locally operated, with a desire to assist members of our community to remain in their homes for as long as possible. Thank you for giving Kelly's the opportunity to serve you with dignity, respect, and compassion, which has been our foundational qualities throughout our ministry. Kelly's is seeking attendants and caregivers with the same qualities of dignity, respect, and compassion that have sustained this agency. Again, thank you for 27 years of service to Central Louisiana. Kelly's is an equal opportunity employer. For more information, 318-793-8453 or 1-800-913-7784. The website is KellyServiceHouston.com. Kelly Sitting Service is another proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
Redcom Entertainment and Platinum Entertainment presents the world's greatest gospel concert, starring the Canton Spirituals. That's right, the Canton Spirituals. Also, C.C. Williams and the Spiritual QCs. Keeping the legacy alive, yes, that's the son of the great Lee Williams. And special guest, Neil Roberson. You don't want to miss this one. Live in Pineville at Zion Hill Church Family, Sunday, September 11th. For ticket information, 901-707-1029. Or Redcom Entertainment. The Canton Spirituals, C.C. Williams and the Spiritual QCs, and also special guest Bishop Neil Roberson. Special upfront seats are available, 318-792-6736. Performing live in Pineville at Zion Hill Church Family, Sunday, September 11th, the Canton Spirituals, C.C. Williams and the Spiritual QCs, and also special guest Bishop Neil Roberson. It's time to praise. Sponsored by Snatch Bay Aesthetics.
Another proud sponsor of this station.
Best of the Best Quartet presents I'm Bigger Than Cancer Benefit Program. for Brother Darrell Hondi. Saturday, August 27th at 5 p.m. at the Mills Temple Church of God in Christ, 286 Old Alexandria Highway in Winfield. There'll be many quartet groups in attendance, and you're invited to participate. Saturday, August 27th at 5 p.m. at the Mills Temple Church of God in Christ in Winfield. I'm Bigger Than Cancer Benefit Program for Brother Darrell Hotley. All proceeds will be given to Brother Darrell to aid in his fight with colon cancer. Thank you for your prayers and support during this journey. Miracle Productions presents An Evening of Revival and Songs featuring Pastor Andrew Cheers and the Gospel Songbird. Saturday, July 30th at 6 p.m. at the Greater Hope Baptist Church, 4355 Greenwood Road in Shreveport. Also featuring Pastor Green and the Visionaires, Deacon Tony Taylor and the Greater Starlight Singer, Pastor Dwight Robinson and Truth, along with Pastor Larry Brooks and the New Zion Travelers. Admission is $10 at the door only.
Children 6 to 12, $5.
For more information, Minister Jerome Collins, 318-299-0338. An Evening of Revival and Songs with Pastor Andrew Cheers and the Gospel Songbirds. Saturday, July 30th at the Greater Hope Baptist Church. Miracle Productions is another proud sponsor of KAYT, KQJOFM.
Okay, y'all, we're back. We're back. This is Most of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints. Hey, listen, I'm going to let you call in right now. 318-484-2500. 318-484-2500 is the number to call. Listen, if you're in Pineville, you're invited to come be our guest at 1400 College Drive at 12 o'clock. Also want to remind all of my listeners out there, too, that, listen, I've got a YouTube channel. You can subscribe to that YouTube channel. We're going to be sharing some very informative videos with you guys out there. I'd like you to go look it up, subscribe. Brother Tim Boyd, God bless you. God bless you, Sister Cynthia Banks. My brother, Pastor Larry Townsend, God bless you. My sister-in-law, Sister Lou Kelly Lott, sister-in-law. Amen. God bless you. All right, going to go to the prayer line. Hello, caller. This is Moments of Inspiration. You're on the air. Can you tell us who you are and where you're calling from?
Yeah, Bishop Townsend and Minister Mildred, this is Cornelius White in Alexandria, Louisiana.
Yes, sir.
Well, Bishop, y'all need to pray for my uncovered virus.
Huh?
So it's got me, but God has a virus. You know, he can take care of it. But, yeah, I got COVID-19.
Oh. It's probably 22 now, ain't it? COVID-22?
Yeah, it's probably one of them variants and all like that.
Yeah, I think the 19 gone.
Yeah, I want to pray for the Reverend Solomon Shorter family. His homegoing ceremony will be Tuesday, 9 a.m. at True Vine Baptist Church on Broadway. He was a great minister and stuff, but he's gone home now. So
wait a minute.
I want to pray for the family.
Wait a minute. You said Pastor Solomon Shorter, you say?
Right.
Okay. I just want to. Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he passed away on Monday, and they're going to have his homegoing ceremony this Tuesday coming up.
Okay. Tuesday. What time you say?
9 o'clock at True Vine Baptist Church on Broadway.
True Vine. Okay. All right. I'm so glad that you shared that. With our listeners.
I hear somebody else calling. So yes. God bless you and Minister Mildred.
Thank you, my brother. Appreciate you. And all right, caller, this is Moments of Inspiration. And Eric, can you tell us who you are and where you're calling from? Okay, we lost that caller. Listen, if you'd like to call in, again, like we said, we've just been sharing with God's people the truth of understanding. You know what? We're going to have different assignments, but it's all the same missions. We're winning souls for the Lord. Amen. And think about this. You know what? Everybody, God's time frame is just right. You know, we can forget that thing about where he may not come when you want him, but he's right on time. Listen, how are we going to say that and God is everywhere at the same time? Just think about that for a moment. Just think about that for a second. If God is everywhere at the same time, he's always on time. The truth is our faith ain't came up to par when we want it. Can we agree to disagree? If God is everywhere at the same time, that just means that our faith has not come up. That's the reason why many times Jesus asked questions, believest thou that I'm able to do this? And some of them were truthful enough to say, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. There's a part of me that want to believe, just like John the Baptist while he was in prison. John the Baptist said, now, wait a minute. Now, I shouldn't be going through this. And, you know, that's where the enemy starts to creep in, and he plays mind games at. And sometimes he even uses ministries to tell you that, well, listen, you know, if you was a faithful tither, you was a giver, you'll be blessed more than this, that, and the other. And basically, that's the downside in which that they're telling you. You don't give tithe to be blessed. Listen to what I'm telling you now. When you understand this thing, you know, the Bible said God loves a cheerful giver. Now this is something that they ain't going to tell you. I'm going to tell you. They ain't going to tell you, but I'm going to tell you. When you love God, you'll let no man lock an interest rate of 10% on you. Look how y'all getting quiet on me. When you love God, you will let no man. I learned this years ago. When they was telling me about giving my tithe years ago, I said, why? Listen, Jesus is better than the law. Why would I let somebody restrict me? Well, at least if we got you locked in on a fixed interest rate, then that means it's good. No, let nobody put you in a box. Caller, this is Moments of Inspiration. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine, Bishop. You know the prayer that we say last weekend for the Roy family.
Yes, ma'am.
You know the prayer that you say last week for the Roy family.
Okay.
You know God is good.
Okay.
Just like you say, God don't never leave us. God always there in our home.
That's
he
right.
Never out our home.
That's right.
You know, and God was up in the hospital when you was praying for her.
Okay.
But today, we pray for her. They supposed to have pulled on the plug on her. But she came around.
Praise God. But, hallelujah.
But bitch, she passed away this morning. Her son called me at 8 o'clock and said, Mama is gone.
Yeah.
I say,
that's okay.
Well, I was stung. I couldn't say nothing then. But I want you to thank you for the prayer that you said.
And
for
I got to stop you right
weekend.
There. I got to stop you and tell you, you don't never have to tell me thank you for no prayers because
this is part. You always put me in check anyway.
Last weekend,
I learned something from you when you told me you went through it, but you cannot know how they feel.
Yes.
So now, since I talked,
yes.
I tell them that.
Yes.
And now I want you to say a prayer for the Roy family and also. So I want you to say a prayer for my pastor, Reverend Michael Gonzalez. He lost his wife, Wednesday, the first lady. And I would like you to say a prayer for his family. And I know God already is their home. I know God is everywhere.
Yes.
Everywhere. He's in my home right about now. But I just want us to pray for you to pray for them, to give them the strength, because God always gives everybody the strength, because he gave me the strength, he gave you the strength,
yes.
And I would like for you to pray for
Father,
them.
In the name of Jesus, you know all about it. Father, we thank you for the years that you gave Mother on this life, and Father, we know that she had some say-so. She didn't want to keep existing in this world, a life of pain and suffering, and so you saw fit to call your daughter home, but we pray now that you will strengthen the family. We pray, Lord God, that you will help them as the transition, as they prepare to make their final arrangements for their dear loved one. And even Pastor Michael Gonzalez, Lord, that you will just strengthen them in this hour. Lord, that the church family will come together and to strengthen them. And we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, that all things are being done for your glory and for your honor in Jesus' holy name. Amen and amen. God bless you,
amen.
My sister. Thank you so much. All right.
God bless you, too.
Amen. Hey, listen, if y'all are not busy, 1400 College Drive is the place to be on tomorrow. Amen, at 12 o'clock noon. All denominations are welcome. All seats are absolutely free. To all my brothers and sisters, listen, I love y'all with the love of the Lord. I do what I do because I love the Lord, first and foremost. I do what I do because, you know what? The Bible says no man can say that he loved God whom he's never seen and don't love your brothers and sisters. Now, please understand this. My love is like Jesus, okay? That's the kind of love that I have. My love is like Jesus. If something is out of order, I address it in love. And a lot of times we think that, you know what, we think that because when Jesus whooped them, that couldn't be love. That's abuse, Jesus. You abused the people. No, he loved them. We got to get back to pleasing Jesus the way that Jesus wants us to please. And when we do that, yeah, people are gonna look at you wrong, but that's okay because it ain't about you, all right? So on that note, we love y'all with the love of the Lord. Lady Townsend, she always sends her love. She's been with them grandbabies the whole summer. They didn't about wore my poor wife out, but you know what? God gave her good strength, and she's all right. So, again, on next week, we'll look for you.